it was very complicated at the time. I was very ill, and it was just something quite rare. So I was in hospital for about 2 months before what was wrong was properly diagnosed. And then I needed immediate surgery, and it just was a very complicated illness at the time.
And how are you now?
Well, I'm really well. Like, I'm still living with an illness, but like, I'm so very grateful that I'm well, because at that time, you know, there was a big possibility I wouldn't get home out of hospital at all. So, I'm very lucky, and I'm absolutely loving life. Like, it's brilliant to be well, and to have come through that, and to be here is just great.
Absolutely, and look at the day as well, isn't it gorgeous?
Every day is wonderful when you've been that ill, you know.
Indeed, but 5 months, it's a hell of a long time.
Well, it is, yeah. But when you're there, like, I was confined to bed literally for the 5 months and for a long time after when I got home. But you're watching, you're just observing, because you can't do anything else. And the one thing that struck me was the staff, like, they were so wonderful to me, and they were just run off their feet. And at that time, like, there was no pandemic, and they were just still under such pressure. So when this lockdown came, that was when I decided maybe I could do something in return for them.
Yeah, because we hear a lot of talk, obviously, and this is pre-COVID, about the health service, and people saying, all the staff, you know, you just admire how wonderful they are, and at the same time, it takes a while to get into the system, but once you're in, the treatment is wonderful. Was that your experience?
I would completely agree with that. Like, it's very, I mean, I know there are hundreds of thousands of people on waiting lists at the moment, and I'm sure that has become even longer with what's going on with COVID. But, like, I did spend 3 days in A&E waiting to be admitted. I was so ill at that time. But, like, once I was admitted for my 5 months, like, the treatment was just top class, and the care I got and the attention, like, it was a very unusual case, and so the doctors kept, they were just at my bedside all the time, just trying to figure out what was wrong, and the nurses were just wonderful. Yeah, I mean,
good
once
stuff.
You're in the system, it is a great system that we have, and the care is just top class.
So, a bar of soap, how does it all work?
Yeah, well, it was a kind of, I mean, I literally sat down and brainwaved to see what I could do to help, because technically I'm at a high risk, so I wouldn't be going out to help in any way. I wasn't able to sign up for Ireland on Call or anything like that. So I came up with this idea. So I'm just a hobbyist soap maker. And so myself and my 3 boys, we make soap, like brightly coloured, gorgeous smelling, natural soap with all natural ingredients. And then we send little packs of soap to frontline workers, mainly healthcare workers. So we set up a website because we just thought maybe people would like to be involved. And at the moment, like, we have delivered little healthcare or little packs of soap to healthcare workers and frontline workers in 11 counties. And
fantastic, yeah. And
it's wonderful to see people wanting to support other people.
Yeah. Can you tell me just, what is soap? You know, what's soap made of?
Yeah, soap making is a science, really. It's kind of, it sounds very easy, but so it's made of oils and butters. So nice things that you would imagine, so coconut oil and olive oil and shea butter. But then you have to calculate it, so you have to, it's very boring really to explain it, but you have to cause a chemical reaction in your oils to turn them into soap.
Right.
And so if you have too much or too little, you'll end up with a mess. But it's very interesting, and it's lovely for my boys to see, I have 3 boys, to see how it's made, and they're all involved in the packing and the writing little notes, and it's very sweet.
And all different fragrances, I suppose, as well?
Yes, like, my favourite shop in Wicklow is Burns Gift Shop. And when I walk in there, like, the smell of different candles and different fragrances, and it's that kind of an idea that I wanted, that you'd open your little bundle and there'd be lovely smells of orange or lavender or lemon or different smells.
And how have they gone down? I'm sure great, but what sort of feedback have you got?
Yeah, it's like at the beginning I thought it was just going to be a small little thing and I could just, you know, make a small difference. But the feedback has been just phenomenal. So we've gotten emails and texts and pictures of people. And like I've cried in my own home reading some of the feedback because like you'd get feedback from maybe a staff from a nursing home and they were saying how they were emotional getting the little pack. And I think it's not just our little pack that makes them emotional. Like they'd have a hard day and they're tired and they just get something and they know that it's worthwhile and that somebody outside of there is thinking of them and appreciates them and knows that they're putting in long hours and it's difficult. So, well, I mean, well, the feedback has been huge and it makes it so worthwhile. And it spreads some hope. Like, that's the name, A Bar of Hope. Like, I think we've done really well in Ireland. Like, when the lockdown started, the pictures and, you know, the information coming from Italy and places like that was terrifying. And, like, all we could hang on to was just hope that we would get through how difficult it was going to be.
And, Phil, if people want to get involved in this and even buy some or contribute to the frontline workers and help you do what you do, how can they do it?
Yeah, so it's a not-for-profit little venture, but we have a website set up, and I made the website, so it's pretty basic, so just for people to know that. But it's www.abarofhope.com. And on that website, you could buy soap for yourself if you want, but everything contributes towards the packs that are going out to frontline workers. And then there is a place where you can leave a message. So some people leave a message for us saying, could you send these anywhere or could you send to a particular place? But like there are some very sweet messages. We had a few messages saying, could you send a pack to and name somebody an address? And then they would say, they're having a really difficult time at the moment, but don't say it's from me. And like those kind of messages are just so heartwarming. It's gorgeous to know that you're involved in something that is bringing a little bit of hope and a little bit of joy somewhere.
Wonderful idea. Phil Fanning, thank you very much. Glad to know you're on the med and you look after yourself as well.
Thank you very much, Declan.
Keeping out of harm's way and all that. And it's a barofhope.com is the website. Thanks, Phil,
thank you
for
very
telling
much.
Us all about that. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.